is Ask BBB, bringing you information from and about BBB-accredited businesses so that you can make informed decisions about goods and services you're purchasing. Your host is the CEO of BBB Serving Western Ontario, Jennifer Matthews.
Thanks, Jim, and good morning, everyone. The cool fall air gets us thinking about moving indoors, and BBB has a list of 10 things homeowners should know. Later this morning on the bulletin board, we'll review that list. Our guest this morning will help us with a couple of items on that list as well.
Yes, yard maintenance and arranging for snow removal is one topic that we'll look into, and checking your home's plumbing is another item that we'll find on that list.
And plumbing is something we take for granted until we run into a problem. And when those problems occur, we call someone like our first guest this morning, Robert Dunn, owner of Dundee Services. Glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much there, Jim and Jennifer.
Your website posts tips on plumbing maintenance. Can you review some of those maintenance tips with us?
Yeah, certainly. So Dundee Services believes there's a lot of simple things that the homeowner can do on their own to resolve the problems. A couple of simple things, you know, you need to know where the main water shutoff is in case anything happens. And you also need to know how to turn it off. There's also a couple other things. There's a pretty simple tool you can purchase from local hardware stores and such in order to remove hair from the P-trap or from the drain of a bathtub or shower. So that's usually a pretty simple fix. There's also something as basic as scraping your plate after you've had dinner and whatnot. And then also take a paper towel to it and wipe that plate off because it's still going to have a lot of grease and fat on the plate. And so, you know, we definitely recommend, you know, don't just scrape the plate, but wipe it off as well and throw that in the garbage before you put the plate into the dishwasher. So those are a couple of simple things that a homeowner can do.
You mentioned a tool that we can all get. Is this a tool other than a plunger?
Yes. Basically, it's a long sort of plastic piece that is kind of, it's like barbed. So when you put it into the drain, into the little P-trap and whatnot, you know, you put it in the full length. It's about, I'm going to say 12, 16 inches long. And then as you slowly extract it, the little barb type of ends to it, they grab a hold of the hair and whatnot, and they're able to pull that and extract it out of the P-trap. And you know, they're only a couple of bucks. Great thing to keep handy.
I have improvised with a zip tie and made some diagonal cuts into it and sort of put it down the drain and pulled it out with, you know, two daughters with long hair. So in a pinch, you know, if you're stuck and you can't get to a hardware store, that is a great option.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah, good thinking.
In addition to those tips, are there updates to household plumbing systems that homeowners might consider to improve the efficiency and or the function of their plumbing appliances?
There's a few new products on the market. Dundee Services has specifically been using a product from a company called Watts. It's called the OneFlow, and basically it is it's a water treatment device. So that's something we've been installing around London quite a bit lately. Basically, it dissolves the hardness minerals in the water, and they form microscopic crystals. These crystals do not attach to the insides of the pipe or the fixtures, and they basically pass through the plumbing system and down the drain. It's a water treatment. It's not a water softener. So there's no salt, there's no chemicals, there's no backwashing. In fact, there's very minimal maintenance to this device. It's very compact, simple to install. And it certainly will save on the, you know, keep your fixtures efficient, your water heaters and your dishwashers, things like that, which of course saves money because when they become inefficient, you know, your energy bills go up.
We have all heard horror stories about sewer backups. Can you go over what causes a sewer backup and what can we do to prevent it from happening?
So sewer backups quite often are caused by people flushing things that are unflushable or should not be flushed. A couple of things that come to mind are Q-tips, paper towels, sanitary napkins, even things like baby wipes. These things do not break down in the system. They don't break down inside the pipe or anything like that. They create this blockage. Basically, these sewer backups can be prevented, by not flushing them down the toilet, putting them in the garbage. And in order to try and fix those things, we would be putting an eel or a snake down the drain. The eel or snake has a variety of different types of heads that get tightened on. And they have you can get a cutting head or a scraping head. So the cutting head obviously would chop things up and push it out through the system. The scraping head basically scratches to the insides of the pipes in order to remove the grease and fat, as well as there's like a coil or a pigtail type of head that can be used. And, that would wrap itself around towels and rags or anything that might have been flushed down there, and then allows you to extract it from the system.
Rob, what about preventing a sewer backup from excess stormwater?
We can get water backing up, from out on by the street, out by the sidewalk, coming up. And if you don't have a backwater valve, is what it's technically called, it's got like a flapper inside. So the flapper can only go in one direction. So it allows everything to go out of the house, but nothing to come back into the house. It's fairly economical and certainly saves a lot of money if you've had issues in the past.
And when we place a call for a service to our home for plumbing, what should we expect to pay for a service? Is there a standard fee, or how do we look at being prepared for that?
Well, Dundee Services has a no-nonsense policy whereby we believe in clarity and transparency. We're basically a flat $80 an hour, plus any materials that might be needed to do the job, full stop. There's no truck charges, there's no travel time. We don't charge just to come out and take a look at the issue. So we just try to keep things very fair and square, and you need to know what your dollar is paying for.
We hear a lot in the news about a shortage of tradespeople and trades as career options. What would you say to young people who are considering plumbing as a career?
Well, we certainly encourage young people to explore the possibility of getting a trade license or a plumbing license. It certainly has a lot of benefits. It's very, very good wages. The work is in very high demand, so I don't foresee any shortages of work in the future. There's also, you have different work environments on a weekly or daily basis, so it certainly keeps you challenged, keeps you on your toes. You're not going to get bored, I certainly encourage people to explore those avenues. It's different. You're working with your hands. It's hard work, like any job, but it's got its benefits.
Rob, can you reflect on what BBB accreditation means to your company and to your customers?
Well, we see the BBB as a great source of information for the public. When they're looking to hire a company like Dundee, I believe it provides like a marketplace trust and confidence. It also holds those companies to a higher level, it creates a win-win for everybody, for that homeowner as well as the business, and as I say, you know, provides trust and confidence.
Well, thank you so much, Rob, for joining us this morning on Ask BBB and sharing some tips and advice on how to keep our home and plumbing system healthy.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Rob Dunn is the owner of Dundee Services, a business that carries the BBB seal of accreditation, the sign of a better business. Check them out on the BBB.org directory, where you'll find links to their website and social media pages.
We'll take a short break and return to talk about the coming season and things you should do to prepare.